solution.
Oh, still in Gimel.
We now, we yesterday we learned about Rabbi Chanina. He was the one. He was the, one of the Asura Rodi Marcus. He, as we know, was a very great rabbi. He had a daughter. His daughter's name was Boria. And he said about Boria.
Yeah, she was married to Rabbi Meir.
She was a
teacher of the ladies, or what?
What?
When you say teacher,
she thought she was so clever that she thought the sage. They were like considered like one of the sage, one of the.
She like she taught behind the curtain or something.
Yeah.
And,
She taught. And there's a famous story, she had an argument with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Nochim Dark of Kites. They have women are not serious enough. It's easy to persuade them.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to change their mind, so I'm very upset about that.
This is a rough thing.
It's Gemara. So then something happened, she sinned. Rabbi Meir showed her how she was like, how we have to be careful.
But what about all the those days, they were saying the ladies weren't supposed to learn Gemara and everything.
Yeah, that's why. That's what it says. Women shouldn't study Gemara because...
So how do they allow her to just talk and give...
That's my opinion.
I won't record you.
What?
I said I won't record you. I'm not going to go any further than that.
Maybe they go into what qualities or something are different.
Yeah,
women make it inappropriate. To,
yeah,
no comment.
Yeah, the Gemara is.
It's on tape, I'm going to be quiet.
Women and men are not equal. I mean, they are not equal in the meaning, that one of them is better or less than the others. Everyone has a different.
They could pick up the knowledge, but how do you use it properly?
A different point in what they should achieve. And women have their aim, the Torah wants them to achieve. Men have, each one is different. It's like Shiva, my father, was saying, it's like an old. You have a piano and you have a violin. Which one sounds better? Both of them are beautiful, both of them have a nice sound. You need both of them. They have a philharmonic choir, you need them both. You need also a piano, and also a violin. You need them both. This is a violin, it's different.
Piano.
And when they work, when they put them together, it's beautiful harmony. That's the idea. One is better. That's the way to
Rav Meir was arguing about that. He says there is a difference.
What?
Rav Meir was arguing to his wife that there is
saying.
A difference.
There is a difference. So he shouldn't study Gemara.
What?
I'm clever. I'm the daughter of a Chanina ben Tragia. Great to say. One of the great Chanina. Yeah. Rabbi, you taught me. You learned a lot of story about you. Now she had another sister. Younger sister. And when... they killed Rabbi Chanan ben Sharja, they sent the Gemara, so they sent the similar will to
the house on
the area. And Gloria persuaded Rabbi Meir to try and find him, take out like a slave. That's what you want us to do. Anyone who is rebelling against the law, kill him or make him a slave. Woman slave or man slave, same. So, they made her a slave. They killed him. They killed her mother. And they sent her to be a slave somewhere as well. And all what was left of his family was Boria, a great woman. She persuaded the mayor, go find my sister and save her. The law says, I went to Rome, searched, and managed to paid a lot of money in order to the owners of Elisa. Elisa, she came back to Israel. It's terrible. The family of the Bechani Ben Shalom, the world tragedy. So that's the Gemara. So now we see what he says. What did he leave us? We should not forget. For generations and generations, we have the mission.
This is who now?
And this is now the mission. Yeah.
Now who are we talking about?
Rabbi Chanan ben Shmuel. So Rabbi Chanan ben Shmuel said, Rabbi Chanan ben Shmuel said, that if you have two people who sit, Shnayim Shoshvim, two people sit together, two friends sit together. They ain't been a handy return, and they don't study the return, they're not talking between them, you know, Torah. Harei ze Moshav Leitzim. That is Moshav Leitzim. Moshav Leitzim means it's like the place of a tongue color, or a, like some of series.
Scorn.
It's one of the rabbi pointed out, saying things that we're sitting up for it.
Right.
Pop for it.
A bar.
Yeah, like Latzno. Latzno. Scorn. So it's very, I mean, to be a scorn is very, it's a terrible thing. Amalek, that is considered the biggest and the most dangerous enemy of the Jewish people. It's called Letz. Letz Roshar, wicked Letz. Because they are the worst. Because they don't care about anything. Nothing is important. You know, someone who is wicked, okay. Okay, he has some aims, doing something. But these scorns, nothing is important. They have no values. There's nothing to, you know, nothing to hold on. It's just empty. Empty in the shop. Nothing there. So what Rabbi Chanan ben Shmuel says, if two people sit and don't study, what they do? Don't study. Just talk, you know, new either, new either. It's Moshe. How does he know that? You know, it's very extreme to say that. Like, you know, like it's not saying, you know, with the Torah, it's got to do, it's got to do. No. If you sit together and you don't use these moments, you sit together and sit together and study Torah, you have no values, there's nothing there. First of all, how does he know it? Where does he learn it from? Nothing comes from, you know, especially such a strong statement, it should come from somewhere.
Where does it come from? Cape of Gondolin, right?
Who's the God that he's studying from? Says David HaMelech. What David HaMelech? David HaMelech says, who is the man, the happy man, that does not sit in a Moshav Leit, the place of Sukkot? That's what David HaMelech says. Where does he say it? You know where he says it, David HaMelech? First chapter. begins. That's how Tehillim begins with. Ashrei Ha'ish, I'm sure we'll all said it. Mm-hmm. We want to say the Tehillim. Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man. Asher lo halach. Who is the happy guy? The happy guy. That did not go. No, Allah, but satisfying. Did not go. Faith is that. According to the suggestion. The ways of wickedness. Didn't go. We did not stand in the ways of the sinners. Obemoshav Letzin Leashar, we did not sit in the place of the sinners. How happy he is. What did he do instead? What did he do? Kibim Betot Hashem Ketzin. What did he do? He only wanted to study the Torah of Hashem. Obetotah Yagem Manah, he's going to study the Torah. Learn the Torah, think about the Torah, day and night. So what did Rabbi Chanan try to do? He says, look, what it says. It says it's, you know, there's no middle. There's Rosha, there's a wicked man, and the late sin. That's on the one side. What's on the other side? Not middle man. Power. And the other side you have those who study. That's it. There's no middle.
He's saying the one that's
or you belong here.
He's saying the one that's partial, he's saying doesn't belong on the religious side.
I mean he's talking about wickedness and sinning and sinners. It's like saying, you know, all these groups. That's on one side. And the other side is those who study. That's what you have. There's no middle. You should decide where you belong to. Yeah, you have on the one side you have family. On the other side you have Gehenna, on the other side you have Gehenna. That's it, that's what you have. It's two extreme sides. You can't be in the left side, each side. That's what he's learned from David HaMelech. It's David HaMelech. That it's all. So if you don't study Torah, you very quickly you're going to be a scum, and then you're going to go be a sinner, and then you're going to be a wicked man. If you don't, if two sit together, don't go. So say, well, okay, we're talking politics. So, no middle. Sit together. You have the opportunity to learn to say something spiritual. It doesn't have to be, you know, a deep chimenshkop. It doesn't have to be a you know, some nice vort and perhaps just for a while. It doesn't also have to be the whole discussion.
What does it mean? Rebbe wasn't all the way straight Torah, because he truly would learn with him. But he was trying to tell him politics too.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
But some of it, you should also, it should be part of this.
But according to him, he's saying it's only straight Torah, that's it.
What he's saying is,
you can't sit down and not, I should use the word God.
Why would say simple sitting and gossiping? But let me, it's not saying you can't talk a bit, you know, a bit of gossip, but you should have also Torah there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you should have also Torah. You can also talk, you can sit together as a friend and talk about also his life and your life, but you should have also Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Some things should be Torah. It shouldn't be empty. It shouldn't be nothing. For example, the Gemara says that if you sit and you eat and you don't say the Torah, then it's as if you're eating in a table of a dessert. It doesn't mean that the whole soda, the whole meal, all your talk is about Torah. It doesn't mean, that isn't what it means.
You have to have something.
It means that something, you should put it on the table. Of course, Torah is part of your life. That's what it should be. No, we do. You know, oh no, that's not right. No, I think it should be part of your discussion, be part of that. You know, someone who's touring and you can meet these people, you can talk about them anything. You talk about, you know, about the war in Ukraine and what's going on in Africa. But if it's in Torah, the Torah will pop out. Someone's going to say, you know, it says more like this. It reminds me, you know, this the Gemara says here, the Medrash says here. You know what I mean? Because it's there. It's mean the whole discussion is that. Yeah. Even when they come to talk to the rabbis, you can talk to us. Also, you see that Torah is part of it. Always. Find something, find something. That's the idea. So when two sit, you can discuss, you can talk, you know, the simple things. The Torah should also be part of it. If ain't been empty, but there is no Torah there, that's a Moshe plate. You mean it's empty, there's nothing there. And when it's empty, what happens with empty is it more says, you have empty pits. Then the snakes. The scorpion is coming. It's empty. There's no water. Fill it with water. You need to be no trick to top all of the water. Yeah? But I want a zoicha. Still, it shouldn't be empty. It's empty. That's the danger. This is what you see from here. The medrash, I can't find the medrash, just quote it from my memory. It says, very interesting and possible. What David HaMelech says. Happy is the man who did not walk in the according to the ideas of the wicked. So he's walking. He's not walking. Over there, he did not stand in the ways of the sinners. He did not sit in the business. If you walk, don't you know? You could be a holy man, yeah. If you walk past, near, close to the wicked, well. Who continues that you're going to stand there. And if you're going to stand there, you're going to sit there. That's how it goes. Again, you walk in, let's go over, let's have a look. Then you're going to stand. If you stand, you're going to sit there. Im Amad, Sifol Hashem. And it's like, I would say, again, it's like from, it's going like levels. Because that's the way Yitzhak works. It's like, it begins with being, what am I doing? Just doing nothing, just having a chat. If there's no Torah there, then what will emptiness make you to sin? Now, what's the difference between the sinner and someone who's wicked? What's the difference between the chayker and the rosha? There's chayker and there's rosha. There's a chayker and there's a rosha. What's the difference between the chayker and the rosha? What would you say?
Russia is by nature, like people resting in sin.
The Choyte?
Yeah, to be someone who made a mistake.
Right, see, Chatas. Yeah, right. Like saying the Choyte, there's a sinner, maybe in his consciousness, you know, he's doing wrong. He doesn't want to do that there. You know, it's by mistake, or maybe because, you know, he was persuaded, you know, but he's not happy with it. It's not what he wants to be. That's a sin. His consciousness is still in the shell. It's a sin. So the Russian is wicked. Now it means, as you say, his nature came wickedness. He does it. He does the sins because he believes it. So what David HaMelech is telling us, you know, it begins with, you know, emptiness.
Friendly chat.
Yeah, friendly chat, empty chat. Then it continues with, you know, you make mistakes, you sin. and then you maybe you would want to do tshuva.
Yeah.
If you don't catch yourself and go back to Torah and study Torah, then you end out in Torah to be wicked. You say, what you did, it's okay. So we can see what it says. It all begins with something small. So that's why it's so important what Chaim is trying to say. Saying how Torah is so important. Because Torah, even it's part of the life, it's still part of the life. The light of Torah fuels the whole soul. The small light of Torah fuels the whole soul. It takes all the thoughts in our soul. It keeps us in the right way. How would I tell my son? Now he's happy. Now he's happy. Now he's happy. He's now having a holiday. He began his holiday, 16.
Okay.
I told him, he's not in yeshiva now.
What are you talking about?
You should learn every day at least, you know. I know we want to play, we want to go to swim. And soon he's going to go to the camp. No. 1/2 hour a day will change your whole day. I'm not asking you, learn from home. Right. 1/2 hour, and I promise you study 1/2 hour, you want to study an hour, 1 hour, maybe 2 hours. And that's how we are. That's how we are. We need to lift the light. And once we lift the light, you will soon have a phone. It keeps us, in the light. And this is what we need to understand. Even when it's something small, we put a little bit of light. We will lighten the whole conversation. That's what he said. So the Chinevan Dragon says, how do you map? How do you explain it? Shnayim sheyoshvim, two sitters, no will be the Torah, and is a Moshe Leitzin, Shenemar and a Moshe Leitzin, and a Moshe Leitzin. If you don't study Torah, it becomes a Moshe Leitzin. And as we know, it becomes a Moshe Leitzin, we know it's just the beginning, it ends far away. And in the cont, in the art, what happens if you do study, and you do study Torah, it says like this, Shnayim sheyoshvim, two will sit. V'yeish b'neim divrei Torah, and they do study divrei Torah. Yeah, what would you say? Okay, study Torah, it's so good. So, Shechina b'neim. The Shechina itself comes to sit there. If me and you sit together and learn Torah, the Shechina comes here. It's so dramatic. It's the difference between the situation is so dramatically different. This is the most wickedness and this is the most highest, to be some English. That's what he said. If you and you sit together, me and you sit together, we talk. A few words of the return, the Shekhinah comes to sit. How does he know? He says it also has a prophet. This is a prophet called Malachi. Prophet Malachi says, "As we do, Yirei Hashem, Ish Areya, you read two, what's the Hashem? Spoke to each other, and they talked about Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, Yishma." And Hashem came and listened. The dawn of an hour, Hashem writes a memory of books of memories about this conversation. So we see that he said, no, he said and quote the words of God. God Himself comes to listen. And not only comes to listen, it stays forever. It's written in the books of Hashem. Forever and ever, eternity, talking Torah. See, we should not Like the opposite of a skill is take things seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's more serious. Life is more serious than think about. Yeah. See, it's not, you know, it's important. It's the most important situation of the being. It's building a base of making sure she has a skill in its only for a few words of all time. That's it. So the Prophet Hanim and Trudin is trying to look at the Rabbi Hanim and Trudin. The tenderness of it is how important it is. Even the small thing, no, no. Even the small meant to do, or no to do, or yes to do,
how do they know to do?
What?
Oh, you're saying? Okay.
Yeah. How important the circumstance lead to?
Right.
Not if
you're not throwing, you're just dropped. Oh.
And if you do have a, you just nose high position.
Mm-hmm.
Nose high position. And if you don't throw it, you just nose high. Stay how important it is. Take seriously every second. Ain't there a shnai? Well, so if two sit together, going on with each other. If two sit together and they talk with them, they talk with Shechina ben Yerik. Shechina is here.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, if you talk to your wife in the toilet,
right.
Same thing. If you say here two men, yeah? As we said before, we're not shogun. Women can learn Torah, their Torah, their halachos, they get schar with. So also, if we talk with our family, so this is two to talk Torah. Ein er shnai. Minayin shafilu echad. It is one. Sitting alone. No, it's not a friend now. So it's sitting alone with feeling even for sitting alone, it's still important, so important that Hashem will give him sechal. If you sit alone, well, it won't be a visit. You know, alone we can't do it. We need a friend to do it. Shechina won't come if we're alone and study Torah. But still, it's important. Don't think, you know, I'm alone and I'm chavos. Okay, so what's the point of no, still, Hashem will give you sechar, will give you more. Because it says.
But Hashem still there with you.
Yeah, it says in the Eichol, then we need to chavos. Yeshev badad vido, and you're telling us. Even if you sit alone and study, Hashem is. Hashem is taking the situation. Hashem is important. Bless you. It's a blessing. It's not as high as two sitting and studying. It's not as high. It's still a blessing. The blessing from it. It's a blessing. And that's the importance of every minute and minute of studying. A blessing is still, Shechina is there, but still it's not as high. Now, if you have a different time, I'll read the Rambam. Because Rambam adds here a bit of more deepness. Yeah, about the Tzidur and the Halakha and Halakha, about the concepts to the Torah, every minute of Torah. So the Rambam says, where does Rabbi Hanin and Tragi know how important is the study Torah? Because Kol Moshav Shiloh Yadavu Dibur Torah, every place where you sit together and there's no Torah there, you should have a big Torah. Where there is not, then it's like empty. So it's like, it becomes like an empty space where there's no Shechina, and where there's no Shechina, the wickedness attracts. Because it's all light through God. There's nothing in the world. So it's all light there in God. So if you like, you take a gathering, and the gathering has no Torah there, then it becomes a gathering of emptiness, of darkness. And that's why the bad part in our soul gets strengthened from that situation. That's important. That's why usually it's a minhag Yisrael that never mind what we gather about. Maybe we gather in order to celebrate a birthday, or to celebrate a wedding, or I don't know, a new building, anything. Whatever you do,
you have to
stand up, you begin at that time. And why the problem is? Then you can talk about whole, then you can talk for the whole hour all about, you know, the donation of this real again, the nation, speak about it. Begins, you know, 5 minutes of time.
In my house, the kids were young, until they got married, everyone had out of the Shabbat Torah on Shabbos. If you didn't, you ate with the snakes and by yourself. That's how I brought it. Every one of them to this day know how to go out, get up and speak. All right? We always had a lot of students in the house all the time.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately. Either Balei Tshuva or regular kids in the public, like girls. And three things were important. First of all, you never start eating unless my wife sits down to eat. And if she has to go nurse the kid, we stop. That's it. She sits at the table. Second of all, first time you're a guest, is sit and tidy, no different than my children. Meaning, either you have a Devar Torah, or you're doing a distance. You don't eat this by yourself, only by kids. But you have to have a Devar Torah, or you have to do the distance just like everybody else. Everybody knew that. And the standard thing. The standard thing. My son was part of this, like he said, the 60, 70 year olds. He was part of the Jewish talk thing. And some guy's talking to him. He says, yeah, I remember when I came to Eretz Yisrael. I'll never forget this house. We always had to wait for the wife to sit down to eat, and we had to have a Devar Torah. But you're right, you gotta have it. And it makes a big difference for the family waking up and growing up. Otherwise, there's no difference when the kids talking. Based by it, people coming, family comes to the house, and all of a sudden, everyone's with this iPhone. I said, excuse me, it's Shabbos in America. Yeah, but I want to see it right after Shabbos is over. I said, but I'm sitting at a table right now eating. I want to see playing at this museum.
Uh-huh.
And you're right, they came to such a drain that they lowered themselves because they don't know what it is to speak to her anymore.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem in our generation. The emptiness.
My son wants to learn in a Shine Brenzi Silva.
Torah.
He is really cool. Mm-hmm. And every Friday night after davening, he would walk in the street, and we just see, it doesn't matter if it's Friday or Ashkenazi, you'd see a gadol walk by with all the people around it who park right up in front of him. He gives him crazy something, they're ready to kill him. He says, can I come to your house Friday night?
Uh-huh.
He wanted to learn Midot. He wanted to learn how to bring up his children in the house on Shabbos and during the week. And he figured the only way is to go to these people's homes. And he got invited. People were shocked. Did you realize whose house is this? What is that? No. Whose house? Because he was one of those hip kids before with the chip coming up and hanging out in America on the camp time with very wealthy kids with their own parents' apartment, their parents are in Europe. And it was foster. And then all of a sudden, something came in blank, and he went to the yeshiva there, and like a total circle. And his house, every meal has something.
What did he do?
He originally was in a co-op for a long time. And then between us, his wife came down with cancer. Broke his hips, he was cured. He had to go to work. Right? And he started, let me shut this up. Let me just shut this
up. It's because of your friend, I think, David.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're
That's how it goes to be. That's how it keeps our room to be smooth as any cash. And you know where the shofar, the eagle, is like a mizbeach, it's like an altar. If you talk about it, you see here, it's like a mizbeach. And it says, the Gaon says, מילאי לאחד שיושב ועושה את התורה של שכינה. Now, speaking from God. It says, how do we know that even when one sits and says to Torah, gives him a blessing, it says, בכל מקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך. Wherever Hashem, wherever you remind the name of Hashem, Hashem comes and blesses you. So even if you sit alone and study the Torah, then Hashem comes to bless you. And when you sit two, and that's more important. It becomes like a house. It becomes like a samikdash, like a place of prayer. That's a difference. That's a difference. Because when
then Hashem is sitting with
sitting
you together,
with, yeah.
Before he's blessing you, he
yeah,
sits there. And now he's sitting with you.
Exactly. And that's the difference. Now when you just say Hashem, Hashem comes, blesses you. That's it. When you sit with two, you're sitting, then Hashem is like the third one with you. And it becomes like the house, the place of God. You've changed the place. The place is blessed. Not you are blessed. The whole place is blessed. It's like there's something that's where Hashem is. He's coming to sit with you when he's there. And as I said, it's written. It gets written. In Sefer Zechariah, it gets written in the book of Hashem, memory. Meaning that says, meaning that whatever you do, it has a long
Hishpah is a continuation, it's something that's embedded into you automatically.
Yeah,
it builds you up. No, it's more than that. It's a burden. It
has an impact. It has an impact. I mean, it doesn't, you know, just learn and you get blessed. And okay.
No.
When it's written, it means it has a strong, an impact for long term. It stays. That's why it's important to study. So in Chavrusa, you're changing the environment. There's much more stuff that you do. That's important to have a Chavrusa. When you have three, that's when you have two. When you have three and do it, and that's why you do zimun. That's why when you sit and eat together, there's one, there's two, and there's three. When you're one, you get a blessing. When you're two, you make a place of Hashem. When you're three people sit and learn, or three people sit and study. Then, as we see, when three eat, they say zimun. After we meal, we make a blessing of Hashem. And why is that? Because when it's free, it's read like a tzibur. It's not a chavrusa.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready a tzibur. It begins ready to be a
group.
Public. So then it's like you, not only for yourself, not only you make a place, the place also has a stronger impact on the surrounding. Also, it's a tzibur. That's why when you eat for you, then you come and you say, let's bless together. You do it all together. And you make it loud. You make the blessing loud. And now it's simple. That's where it begins. And that's what we see. Also said, we're going to see if it's on that smush, no? That.
it's important to do and study and learn Torah when you meet each other. And the special importance is when you gather together to eat. There's even a special importance to study and learn and say it about to learn and Torah. Because it makes also the eating healthy. It makes what you eat, what you are now like eating. Let's put it this way.
Does it be eating part of the carbon?
Yeah. But let's put it right. It's like a carbon. But let's put it this way. Yeah. When you and me meet, you know, sitting together, you don't know, in the park, let's say, for example, I meet someone in the park, I just went out, you know, just to have a good few minutes of, you know, rest. I met someone in the park, and we began with the Torah. Yeah, we began chatting, and said, let's say, the Torah, Shechina comes there, and it becomes a Samigdash, place of God. Okay? It's important. But when you eat, you're sitting to eat, you're meeting someone, you're eating, it's a very materialistic, you know, act. You're eating. You're trying to nourish yourself, your body. It's something low, you know? It's nothing high there. But if you say the Torah, also your eating becomes high, becomes holy.
Mm-hmm.
Your eating becomes holy. It becomes a part of... It's not only Beis HaMikdash. You give a korban to Hashem, because you're saying, you know, I'm eating, yeah? When I'm eating, I remember what's important. It's Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is for Hashem. That's exactly a korban. What is korban? You're taking a cow, animal, taking a sheep or something, and saying, well, this is for Hashem. It's not for me. It's not for my property, not meant for me. It's meant for Hashem. Because it belongs to him, and giving it back.